It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Sierra Hotel,
India,
Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shield.
Cody, quit Superman punching back there.
Ah! Ooh! Ah!
Welcome back to the 20 by 20 Programs podcast.
We're in remission, y'all.
That's
podcast is in remission, y'all.
That's not funny.
We coming back.
Yeah, we need to. It's like, well,
we do need to.
I mean, we've got Cody. He gets married.
I did.
Goes on a honeymoon.
I did.
So luckily, we were able to do the Elimination Chamber. He misses the deadest as fuck crowd of all time, according to everybody.
Pat McAfee, mad as hell.
Oh, dude, he's big mad. That was his first day, apparently.
Pat McAfee, big mad.
Oh, dude. Pat McAfee, big mad. Like, Reddit was big mad at us. Like, they hate us now.
You know what? Give us SmackDown and we'll be happy again.
No, they're like, all right. Okay, so here's how it should be, guys. WWE should never go to Lafayette again. Fuck them. They should go somewhere else. They should go back to Corpus Christi forever.
Oh, God. Corpus Christi is the worst town.
The worst town
I've ever
been in.
God.
SCU.
It's so weird, though, that Lafayette didn't come through, because just last year when SmackDown was here, well, after the SmackDown, we were talking, just amongst us, granted, but we were talking about, you know, oh, man, could we maybe, after that crowd, could we get a pay-per-view? The Cajun Dome has been revamped. It's ready to go. Could we see some sort of, you know, B pay-per-view? We weren't expecting anything huge, of course, but... No. A nice B pay-per-view would have been great in Lafayette, but, you know, a year passes. Now Raw is in.
Not even a year. It's
less than a
months.
Year. Yeah, less than a year passes. Now Raw is in town, and Lafayette is just the shit, and not in a good way.
Yeah, no, well, I've been thinking about it, like, the last few weeks. I think I figured out why exactly.
Well, it's because I wasn't there. I was on my honeymoon. I wasn't able to attend. I am the heart and soul of WWE fans in Lafayette. Clint, fight me.
Hey, you probably wouldn't have reacted nearly as much as I did when Johnny freaking Wrestling showed up on Monday Night Raw. My God, I didn't
like the
problem. That it was a DIY reunion. I think that was the biggest issue. It's like,
it was so many NXT guys, and that there was a building full of WWE fans, not a building full of
Laps fans.
Right. And not a building full of me and you. If there was a building full of me and you when all the NXT guys' music are hitting and they're coming out, that place, the roof is getting blown off. But
it's a building filled with Conrads rather than a building filled with you and me, bunch of marks.
Yeah, all the marks.
Mind you,
we didn't show up.
I was marking out the second Johnny Gargano came out. I was like, yes! Mind you, I didn't like the fact it was DIY.
With his, like, weird punk rock entrance theme.
It's the best.
It's like, it invokes Evanescence in me. It's what it makes me think.
More Paramore, I would
or
say.
Or Paramore. That's a good call, too.
Yeah, Paramore. But no, well, and I'm disappointed, though, man. Because now Gargano and Ciampa, they won't have their blow-off. Because
Ciampa's hurt, right?
With a broken freaking neck.
Oh!
So he actually had surgery today.
That's super. Today is the 7th of March.
March 7th. So he's going to have to – he had surgery. Hopefully it was successful. Out 6 to 14 months. Yeah.
Sorry, I just unplugged my headphones, replugged them back in. Say it again.
6 to 14 months, Cody.
Oh, hold up. Let me unplug my damn headphones.
Is this mic on?
6 to 14 days?
Months.
Months.
It's a neck surgery, Cody.
Is there any way – because Tommaso Ciampa, already the greatest professional wrestler in the history of Twitter.
Greatest heel, yes.
In the history of Twitter. No question. Is there any way his greatness, Tommaso Ciampa could somehow keep this feud alive for over a year of him being on the shelf?
Well, I mean, he kind of did. Remember?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why he is the greatest wrestler on Twitter of all time. Because he has kept this feud alive for as long as he has. And he's been hurt for a lot of it, but... is there really some steam left now for that? I mean,
I think there could be, but you need to. But do you want to keep Johnny Gargano in NXT?
He's got to go now. I mean, he's kind of already, according to some shoot interviews that you see or whatever podcast they hit here and there. The NXT four,
Dave Meltzer,
the NXT four, and I don't know about Lacey Evans because she's existing in her own little bubble.
Well, I mean,
right
they
now,
got like 10 NXT guys there now.
But the NXT four that I'm referring to, Ciampa, Gargano, Aleister Black, and Ricochet, they are going to do the whole cross-brand thing, bouncing back and forth until WrestleMania. And then after WrestleMania, when the shakeup happens, then they will be permanently added to either one brand or the other. So their time in NXT is if not done already, very, very short left.
Yeah, but, I mean, Gargano hasn't been on Raw or SmackDown, I believe, since...
Well, that's because they booked themselves into a corner with the DIY reunion,
Debar.
Well, they booked themselves into a corner, right? I mean, well, they had the whole DIY coming back with Ciampa, and then Ciampa gets hurt, and now they're like, oh, shit, we got to figure out what we're going to do. Hey, Brucey! I need you to figure out what to do with this Johnny Wrestling character. Brucey, we fired Arn. It's time for you to figure out the plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had to fire Arn. He had Alicia Fox going out there. The girl is drunk, but there she goes wrestling unprotected.
Is that a Kevin Harlan shout-out on 20 by 20? Well done.
Kevin Harlan needs to do
everything.
No, in all honesty.
Him and Mauro Ranallo need to commentate everything.
In all honesty, so... You know, like, WWE SmackDown's going to Fox, correct?
Correct, in October.
In October, so you got plenty of time.
So wait for Bray Wyatt to return then.
No, to try and work a deal where you have Daniel Cormier doing color commentary for...
The fighting spirit of Acadiana.
Yes. Friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Hey, he's probably going to be retired before October, so you'll be able to snatch him up for a deal with WWE on Fox. You have him be the color commentator. And Kevin Harlan is a play-by-play. Imagine that being the dream team.
And, dude, you know how easily you could – because we're doing this under the presumption – we're fantasy booking now, by the way.
We're fantasy booking commentators.
Yeah, we're fantasy booking now. And we're doing this under the presumption that DC is retired from UFC.
Well, he should be.
Right. So we're just working under that presumption. And if that is the case, DC can do his whole commentary thing. It'll be great. It'll be hilarious. He'll do wonderful. And then all of a sudden, you work an angle with Brock Lesnar. And we get a Brock Lesnar-Daniel Cormier blow-off match at WrestleMania. And it's the perfect thing to do when you take the title off of Brock. If the title is coming off of Brock at WrestleMania, which for the last three WrestleManias, I said that was going to happen. And it hasn't freaking happened yet. And when it did kind of happen a little after that, then Roman Reigns got leukemia and it was terrible. So
We need to see him.
If you want an angle for Brock Lesnar to wrestle with someone that, you know, not for the championship belt, that's still going to feel huge because it's Brock Lesnar, wouldn't a match with DC be the thing? Wouldn't that be incredible?
It'd be incredible, but I'm a counterpoint with you.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar versus Matt Riddle. Bro.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's got to be years down the road.
No, I think that's sooner rather than later, dude, because you know Brock's probably going to wrap it up soon.
Right.
And they've built it up because you saw that thing on the network.
You know what I want? I want Matt Riddle against Gronk at WrestleMania. That's the match of the Kings of the Bros. Who's the real King of the Bros?
It's just a smokeout.
It's just them hanging out, yeah. It's just these two dudes chiefing in the middle of the ring.
It's at the Manhattan Center, and they're just like...
No, that match takes place via satellite from Denver, Colorado. It's just
Boston, Massachusetts.
Them just sitting in the middle of the road.
Massachusetts, it's legal. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, so this match, this one match takes place via satellite from wherever it's legal to smoke weed. That'll
should be
awesome.
Everywhere, but that's a different story for her.
That is not. That's check out my other podcast, the 420 by 420 podcast. I just made that up. We're doing it now.
We're starting
a new podcast. Check it out.
Edit it out.
Find it on any podcatcher gimmick. It's there.
It's on Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon/420podcast. That's probably a real thing.
Oh, I'm almost certain.
Yeah, I'm almost.
Joe Rogan's probably got.
Yeah,
that
as I say that out loud, I realize. Don't go to that. Go to support them.
Just
if they do a 420 podcast, support
the 20 by 20 podcast.
Yeah, we don't have a Patreon, though.
Fastlane. Let's get to Fastlane.
Let's get to Fastlane.
We haven't gotten to.
You know what we need to say, though?
Shit.
Hold up. Can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Roman Reigns is in remission.
Woo!
Congratulations, my friend. Happy to see you back. And I'm so hyped.
Do I have your attention now?
I'm so hyped that he is not only in remission, but back full time, it seems, wrestling now. So very, very hype. And I can't wait for the crowd to turn on him again and start booing him again, because that's the real Roman Reigns.
How can they boo him?
Well, they can't for a while, but...
Here's the thing. It's a lot like John Cena now at this point.
It has kind of gotten to that point.
No, but now that he's a cancer survivor, a leukemia survivor, and he's got these shirts now where it's
right. Survive, things like yeah.
Yeah, you cannot turn him heel now.
No,
it's official.
You can't.
Now you can't turn him heel, and it's amazing how quickly things have changed.
Right. You're absolutely right in that. John Cena's he's done 8 million Make-A-Wish granted to these kids. You can't make him a heel. Sorry, it's just not going to work. But that's fine. He could be a little teapot forever and ever in remission.
Well,
I love you, Roman Reigns.
He's got kids now, three kids.
He does. I love the little teapot commercial. It's still my favorite.
Yeah, doesn't that still play here?
All the time. All that, and now it's Titus O'Neil's favorite card game.
Go fish.
Go fish.
I thought it was Chutes and Ladders.
That's my favorite board game.
I think Titus just loves going down the chute.
See what you did there.
All right, let's go ahead and get the fast lane, damn it.
Poor Titus. He's never going to live that down. Let's start with the kickoff match. It doesn't matter, but it's going to be a hell of a wrestling,
contest.
It's not even a contest. I just
exhibition.
Mean, not, no, I mean, it. What's the word I'm looking for? It's something you can learn from. This is going to be some textbook wrestling that young wrestlers can look at, especially young Lucha Libre wrestlers can look at.
So many good Lucha things.
And all the great Lucha things are going to happen here. I'm obviously talking about, one, King of Mystery versus Andrade. It's Rey Mysterio.
Man, it's so weird to hear you say Andrade. It's Andrade Cien Almas.
See, if he still had his other name, I would have said, like, the King of Mystery and 100 Almas or something like that.
Chonchon Almas.
Yeah. So, yeah, so who wins here? Do we get a 619 or do we get an 88-mile-an-hour chonchon to the face?
I think we get him I think we get the 6.
And how many Canadian destroyers in this match?
One.
Just one. Okay, just one.
One, because then it's like, because I think Vince is only allowing one per match.
And then and one per match and then a Spanish fly, I'm sure, as well.
Well, I don't think they've ever done a Spanish fly.
But that's why they're going to break it out. Now, why else would they do this?
Well, they're saving that
for good technical wrestling.
They're saving that for WrestleMania, for the Cruiserweight Championship Final, whatever they're doing now.
Yeah, I got to watch 205 Live. I'm not doing that.
They're doing a whole tournament.
I think Andrade wins this match. He needs the push more than Rey does. So I'm just excited to watch this match because it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Some moments that are going to make you go, whoa! And other than that, but I think Andrade needs the win more, so Andrade is going to get the win more.
It's a kickoff match. We know it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So Rey wins.
Rey wins. You're not wrong about that. As we move up the card, we got the red tag team title belts. Those would be from Raw. The Revival, the boys from the South, are going up against Chad Gable and Bobby Roode, the former Raw Tag Team Champions, and the new kids on the block.
They had a bunch of hits.
Aleister Black and Ricochet, they are sick. And they will try to win these belts. Not at SummerSlam. Not at SummerSlam. You see what we did there.
Yeah.
Who do you got, Clint?
Oh, dude. I think it's going to be the Revival winning it by nefarious means. Because I can't see Aleister Black and Ricochet winning the tag titles because they're still involved in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic in NXT.
Right. That just started, too, didn't it?
It just started, mind you. They've taped weeks in advance.
Well, of course, but I mean as far as airing-wise goes.
Yes, they've just started it, so we got to kind of see how that goes. And then you got to get to see Ricochet and Aleister Black do their own thing, hopefully not together, because it feels weird having them.
Right, I'd rather them go at each other, turn Aleister Black heel first, even though, you know, because this
He's moody.
He's moody because no man is ever truly good, and no man is ever
truly
evil either, so we'll see. But I think...
He just kicks the shit out of people.
I think that we're going to see some really cool moves in this match, not only from the individuals of Aleister Black and Ricochet, but Chad Gable and Bobby Roode have come up with some nice, you know, tag team wrestling maneuvers that are pretty good from the two guys there. So I think we'll see a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end, top guys doing top guy things, and the Revival, I think, are going to come out clean on the other side here with the W. So what do you say we do the, I'll just continue moving up. This tells you how the new WWE.com feels about their championships here. We've got the SmackDown Women's Championship that
Asuka.
You kind of forget is a real thing.
Asuka's winning.
But Asuka and Mandy Rose, we can only hope for a wardrobe malfunction in this match, and I pick Asuka.
Nope. Asuka wins.
Nope. And we'll continue to move up the card here. We got WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. This is the match that we probably should have seen for the inaugural titles, but they put it in the Elimination Chamber. That's fine. They're neither here nor there. But the Boston Hug Connection against the Samoan Slaughterhouse.
And I can't stand the fact that we have to deal with Nia Jax and Tamina in a women's tag title feud.
Is Tamina going to hold a WWE championship belt above her head on Sunday or not, Clint?
No, she's not.
That's the one thing you can base this whole match on, yes.
Is you need a book. I know what they're doing now. Like for WrestleMania 34, during like I don't know if it's the kickoff show or this would be the opener.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a like triple threat tag team match for the women's tag team titles.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bayley and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
The
Iconics.
And then Kairi Sane and Io Shirai, the Sky Pirates.
Are you just making this up?
I'm fantasy booking it now.
All right, that's fair. I like it.
Dude, tell me that wouldn't be a badass match.
I'm down for it.
I'm waiting for Kairi Sane to be ready for WrestleMania 36
in Tampa.
So she can do like the rope swing off the goddamn pirate ship.
Okay, we were going to get into this at the end of the podcast, but since you brought it up, I just want to mention one thing about the logo for WrestleMania 36. It's all fine and dandy. I hate it initially because it just looks too much like the Tampa Bay Bucks logo.
I mean, it is.
And I am a diehard New Orleans Saints fan, so sue me for that. But here's the thing that I want to point out. What do we have is the big return in wrestling right now with Roman Reigns. We played it as the intro theme to the podcast today. It's The Shield is back. Look at the logo for WrestleMania 36. And what is a main component of that logo? A sword. What also, Clint, and I know you know the answer to this question, has just been announced to be released in late 2019?
The Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Exactly! I believe, by connecting the fact that The Shield is returning one last time now during the announcement, and then we will have the release of the logo for WrestleMania 36 starting to pop up everywhere when the games are released, which has a sword on it, only can confirm that at WrestleMania 36, Pikachu will win the WWE Championship. I'm done.
And say the F word.
How would that sound? Pika fuck!
No, like,
it has to be two syllables.
Yeah, it's got
to
be Ryan Reynolds doing it, though.
Oh, so like Deadpool just saying. Yeah. So we can just like get a clip of Deadpool saying fuck and then just like paste it over Pikachu.
But
it'll be fine.
Yeah, so, but you're talking about that.
But yes, confirmed. Pikachu WWE Champion very soon. Well,
In WrestleMania 37, it's a Shield logo, and it's going to be in Scotland. Because basically, Pokemon Sword and Shield, for those who aren't in the know, is actually based in Europe.
Yeah, the UK, specifically.
UK. Anarchy in the UK.
England, and Scotland, specifically. Scotland. Wales, a little bit.
Like I said, you get the Scottish psychopath in the main event of WrestleMania 37.
Bring back Hornswoggle.
No, don't.
He's from Ireland.
No, he's not. He's from fucking like Indiana. He's from Wisconsin.
Clint's shooting on Hornswoggle.
He's from Wisconsin. Wait, you mean TV's Dylan?
I'm joking.
Because of the fact I said TV's Dylan and Hornswoggle?
Well, it was going to be a little cough that turned into like a big choke job here.
Yeah.
I have the button, so you never know when I'm coughing.
But yeah, so I go on to the fast
back lane. To this. I got to talk about Pokemon again. Good Lord. I still want you to know, I think the most listened to episode of the 20 by 20 podcast is the one titled If WWE Were Pokemon. I still think that's the most listened to episode.
I feel like the one when we talked about APW.
Oh, you might be right.
When I gave...
Was that before or Alan Michael left this plane?
That was before. He wasn't dead. He's not dead anyways.
Oh, I thought he died.
No.
He's not dead. So, I got the Boston Hug connection winning here. Who do you have winning, Clint? I don't remember.
Boston Hug.
Yeah, not Tamina.
Not Tamina.
Just not Tamina is the answer.
Like Tamina, Nia Jax gets the pin, but then Nia Jax is like, I'm sorry, Tamina. You're not my tag team partner anymore.
Basically.
Bana, bana, bana. And Alexa Bliss is the tag team champions with Nia Jax.
It's actually really good. It's basically the new Enzo and Cass, but...
For the fourth time, though.
But girls, I like that, though. Oh, it's like Jesse and Festus. I mean, we could do this for days, right?
Biscuits and gravy!
Let's keep moving up the list. Also, this divergent derailing of the 20 by 20 broadcast podcast brought to you by @CodyShoots on Twitter. Thank you. You can also follow @Pokemon if you're not. The SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Blue Tag Team Championship belts, the Ooh!
So
thanks, Clint, for underselling
that.
No, but I did it.
Day one-ish.
Yeah, well, and the greatest tag, the best tag team in the world, I forget. The best tag team in the world. Co-besties.
Yeah.
Ms. Mac. I'm running out of names. Say something, Clint.
Usos win.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary, you think?
Yeah, because like you got to build towards the obligatory McMahon match.
The Ms. McMahon match at Mania, is that where we're headed?
And then Miz's dad turns on Miz. that is one ugly bastard.
Isn't, you know what's funny? Because Miz spent a lot of time, was it two WrestleManias ago, where picking on John Cena, leading up, doing the whole, it was the intergender tag match. That's right. That's right, between the couples.
No, it was a mixed tag. It wasn't intergender. Because...
Whatever the hell. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Is this not following a very similar storyline, which John Cena did, like, in his, like, middle years, kind of exactly where Miz is in his career right now, where John Cena's dad was at ringside, it seemed, for every big pay-per-view match, and he was getting slapped by, who was Edge, was it? Edge that was slapping his dad around and things.
Orton kicked him in the head.
Yeah, like, doesn't this seem to be following sort of a similar path as this John Cena storyline?
Yeah, it's his dad never, his dad finally.
Never said he was, see, that's the difference, you're right. John Cena's dad was always so proud of him. Just the most proud. He never gave up in his entire life. He's always hustling. He had a bunch of loyalty, and he respected the hell out of everything.
He respected his dad.
HLR.
And he did steroids, allegedly.
Well, you know.
Back when
who hasn't done steroids, Clint? Come on.
I haven't.
Well, neither have I. But who do you get?
Yeah,
you
I mean, said, it's clear as day.
I'm all of like 5'10 on a good day.
On a really good day.
On a really good day.
Look really jacked, baby.
But I think The Miz and Shane McMahon win this match here. Hear me out, because it would make their feud more interesting if they somehow lost it on some like flop BS on like a SmackDown. Because you remember how Miz was like, I lost focus and that was how they beat me. And then he came back on SmackDown and was telling the Usos, if you lose focus for just 1 second, I will beat you. And that's kind of what happened, right?
Yeah.
I think that could lead in, if they were smart writing, they could have Miz and Shane win, and then on like a blow-off, which you would think is a no big deal, maybe even against like some, you know, not jobber tag team, but a tag team that you would think, oh, they somehow snuck into this tag team championship match. They'll never win it. Like, if this was Raw, like the B team or something like that, or Heavy Machinery even could
heavy
come in.
Heavy Machinery needs to win.
Like, and they could beat Shane McMahon and The Miz. The tag team doesn't matter, and they could pin Miz again, and have Miz do the same thing he did when he lost the belts the first time, and have Miz be like, oh man, Shane, I lost focus for 1 second, and not have Shane not want to forgive Miz as easily this time. And now think about how wide open the doors are. From there, you can either have Shane McMahon be the heel and be like, screw you, Miz, you blew this, you suck, leave me alone, get out of here. And now you've got heel face with Shane being the heel. Or you could have Shane be like, Miz, I need time. You got to give me time, man. This has happened a second time. Just, I will get with you next week. And then you could have Miz turn heel, full heel again, and just blow up on Shane and be like, no, you can't turn your back on me. Talk to me right, blah, blah, blah. And now you've got the match with Shane as the face. So you could go so many directions if you let them win the titles here, and then they kind of technically be transition champions to another team for that Mania match, while then you still get your McMahon and Miz
match. But still,
match
you have like the miscommunication. I mean, Bruce Pritchard isn't producing the show again, so
right.
Potentially we could have him do some old school carny shits to where you have Miz and Shane lose because of some miscommunication, and it was supposed to get the win, and then that causes a slow burn to WrestleMania.
That storyline is the easy one, is the one that writes itself, is the one that's just, have them lose, then have them get mad at each other. Or you could go a way that's a little more interesting, takes a little more thought and brain power, and have them win, and then still have them have a blow-off match against each other at Mania in a clever way. I think wrestling fans would like that, but we know the WWE will probably get the more basic, more easy storyline.
Yeah, so it is the WWE.
And now we've got the match that I am most excited for. Screw you, WWE Championship. Screw you, Charlotte and Becky. I'm hyped for that as well. Don't get me wrong. But I cannot wait to see Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Lashley take on The Shield one last time.
So Shield goes over.
I'm calling bullshit on The Shield one last time thing, by the way.
No, well, I mean, I
Dean's not leaving. It's a work. Don't be a mark.
Well, apparently he's still leaving.
It's so hard to tell, isn't it? I called you a mark because I just wanted to, but it really is hard to tell.
Because, like, apparently all the rumor and innuendo going around is that he's still leaving. Like, I'm sorry, but this isn't going to be like the Wolf of Wall Street, where at the end of WrestleMania 35, like, the Shield, like, the Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns are embracing, like, celebrating him winning the Universal title, slaying the Beast, and then Dean Ambrose comes out and does, like, a big speech. He's like, I'm not leaving!
He does, like, the reverse Mark Henry.
No, it's, you know, it's like you've seen The Wolf of Wall Street, right?
I've seen it once, but I don't, yeah.
Like, the ending is basically he was going to leave, and he's like, I'm not fucking leaving! And everybody's like, ah!
No, okay.
Everybody pops huge.
So that's basically what we're not going to get is what
We're not going to get the big moment where it's Dean Ambrose must pose.
Yeah, but The Shield absolutely, like you said, Clint, The Shield absolutely goes over here. Baron, Drew, and Bobby, they can all handle a loss. It doesn't even matter. Baron Corbin can get pinned. No one even notices when Baron Corbin gets pinned anymore, so it doesn't matter. The Shield goes way over here. Yeah. And this may open the show. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This may be the first match of the actual show on Fastlane, just to get the crowd that hype for Roman because I think
it's a semi-main. It's gonna be like the third or fourth match.
I think
last match.
They would do smart to separate it as far from Charlotte and Becky as they possibly can.
Well, that's not the main event.
It probably won't be, but it probably should be. Speaking of Charlotte and Becky, we all know the stipulation for this match.
This shit
if Becky
so
wins,
dumb.
She's in the Raw Women's title at WrestleMania. If she doesn't, she's not. Who really knows how's going to win this? Who's going to win this, or how it's going to go? Because Becky is going to be in that match. We will say that with like I would put my entire paycheck on Becky Lynch
with fervor being
in that match at WrestleMania. But just because you think, oh man, again to mention back to how we said about WWE doing the, either the easy storyline or the more you know tough to write one. The more tough to write storyline would be have Becky Lynch lose this match and then somehow still fight and claw the ultimate underdog, even more so than Daniel Bryan. Get back in that match somehow. But the easy storyline has Becky winning somehow here, getting a big moment, and then she'll be in the match. I don't know how it's going to go, but Becky will probably win.
I got to go with Becky Lynch winning the match because it just makes the most sense. Screw the woo, but damn the man, save the empire.
I like that Ronda Rousey's best promo of all time she ever cut was that one.
She has t-shirts now that say all this.
It was her best promo ever. She called her Rebecca Quinn on Twitter. Did you see that? And then she said she looks like she's holding a big dick when she puts somebody in the disarmor.
And then they photoshopped the picture of Travis Brown.
Yeah, and you told me that. Yeah, you told me. Oh, you did meet Travis Brown. I saw that picture.
Yeah.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. But, screw them. But, I mean, you know she has like a speech disorder, right?
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
So does Elias. Didn't stop him.
No, but like it actually affects her. Like when she has a tendency to slur her words and whatnot.
Nah.
I did an interview a while back saying that was a big reason why she's not necessarily as comfortable with promos. I feel like everybody, now that I saw this on Reddit, and I'm sure a lot of people now, they feel like dicks because they're like, oh, hey, she has like a disorder.
Right. Like, some sort of, yeah.
A speech disorder. I can't remember the exact name of it.
It's probably like 300 letters long. We couldn't pronounce it anyways.
It's like six or seven. I couldn't pronounce it anyways.
But, yeah, so I think we both see Becky Lynch winning here. But if Charlotte Flair does win, Becky fans listening, don't fret. She will find her way into the match, even if she loses at Fastlane.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I promise you. And we've got one more match to hit on the Fastlane
so
card.
So mad about this card. This main event.
WWE champion, the new Daniel Bryan against one of my favorite wrestlers. And since he's active and John Cena's not, probably my favorite wrestler that is active. Kevin Owens, fight anyone. I'm going hashtag fight Owens fight. He won't win, but I love Kevin Owens, so I'm picking Kevin Owens. But
he
won't win.
I'm going to Kofi Kingston wins.
Somehow?
Yeah.
In this one?
Yeah. He'll randomly take
Vince
out Kevin Owens.
Will change his mind?
No, he'll take out Kevin Owens and insert himself in
the
match.
Exactly like Becky Lynch.
Say, like, fuck it, I'm doing this.
Smart. That's smart. I mean, they've been copying the SmackDown storyline since then, so.
Control-C, Control-V.
And I guess we would be remiss. So that's the Fastlane. Card for you. I guess we would be remiss, though, to not mention the one, I guess, title change we had on SmackDown this week. The United States Championship in Samoa Joe's hands now. His first WWE Championship, so good on Samoa Joe. It's about damn time.
Yeah, congrats to him, man. Just some fantastic stuff. Well-deserved for Samoa Joe. One more thing before we get out of here, though. Thank you to Jushin Thunder Liger.
Jushin Thunder Liger, why?
He announced he is retiring next year at the Tokyo Dome.
Oh, man.
For next Wrestle Kingdom, his final match will be at the Tokyo Dome.
Nice. Shout out to him. Even I know that name, so you know.
Well, he was in WWE and wrestled Tyler Breeze once.
As Jushin Thunder Liger?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You don't remember that?
I don't know if I remember in WWE.
It was an NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Fair enough. Shout out to him, man. Great career.
Fantastic.
Great career. RIP.
King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy. Rest in peace, my friend. The DiBiase Corporation will never be the same.
Also, he's part of the Heenan family as well. The Al Bundy's family will never be the same either.
Yeah, he's, his wife's sister or brother or something like that. They're related some type of way, yes.
But anyways, and also, I have to say, we'll put in the show notes, there's a match that New Japan Pro Wrestling put up of your boy.
Who?
King Kong Bundy.
Oh, King Kong Bundy.
In a six-man tag, and it's really cool, like with Antonio Inoki.
Is it not the one with the little people?
No, not that one. This is New Japan.
New Japan, okay, good.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great rest of your day. Be back with you next week, hopefully with the 20x20 Programs Podcast. Make sure to subscribe. And on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating. If you're in the Tokyo Dome, I think you're enabled for a 6-star rating.
We're on Twitter at 20x20 Podcast. So check us out there as well.
Yeah, you'll see something cool about Colby Carino, Steve Carino's son, on 205 Live. Congrats to him for doing that, getting over a lot of his demons. So it's great to see that. We're out, y'all.
The show is so over.
Doop, doop, doop.